The Cheese Board on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Now, we're doing something today that has, I don't know if it's ever been done in Stray FM history, actually, but it's definitely not been done in the studio, and I have never been the host of this. We are having a Cheese Board game show, and it is called The Weakest Stink. And to join me in hosting this game show, I have in the studio from the Cheese Board in Harrogate, Lou and Gilly. Hello, Lou and Gilly.
Hi.
Now, Gemma has sent you in to be the hosts of this game today, and it's all about smelling cheese. Just to start with, why would we want to smell cheese? Why is cheese smelling important in your world?
Because the ability to smell cheeses gives you the ability to be able to describe the cheese, and some people will be completely put off by the smell of certain cheeses and will know straight away that they don't want them, or they'll think, ooh, that smells, really nummy. I'll have a taste of that and see what it's like.
Cheeses can be quite strong smelling, can't they? So we've got a few in the studio at the minute. The aroma is slowly filling up the studio, which has never smelled like this before. So there are four cheeses that our three contestants are going to be smelling and matching the cheese to which one they think it is. Do you want to tell us what the four cheeses are that you have brought in today for them to be whiffing in The Weakest Stink?
So we've brought in Sage Derby, Katie's White Lavender,
Smoked Cheddar and Stinking Bishop.
And they're going to be smelling them in that order. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell them what they're smelling, and we are going to see whether they can work it out. For the sake of not cheating, we're going to get them either to close their eyes, or I might find something to blindfold them with. I can assure you this has never been done in the studio before. But ladies, are you ready to play The Weakest Stink?
Oh, absolutely.
We're ready.
Welcome to The Weakest Stink.
Contestant number one, please introduce yourself.
Nick Hancock, highly popular. Stray FM breakfast show presenter, and also not very good at cheese. So I've got to say, I'm just managing your expectations. I don't think I'm going to be very good at this. I've been to the Cheese Board lots of times, but in terms of knowing what's what, I'm just a cheddar man.
So we have four cheeses, and I think you have to close your eyes for this, Nick, so you can't see the cheese. And one at a time, Gilly and Lou are going to bring a cheese to your nose, and you are going to try and guess which one of these it is. Are you ready to begin?
I am.
So cheese number one.
Okay, I've got that.
Look at your list.
I'm going to say smoked cheddar.
You're going to say it's smoked cheddar?
Okay.
Right, eyes closed, ready.
A good smell of that.
Oh, that smells lovely.
Do you want another smell?
Yeah. Okay. Do you know, I wouldn't know which is which, so it's a pure guess, so I'm going to say Sage Derby.
Right.
Okay. Cheese number three.
Oh.
Now, you see, that does smell smoked. Can I change my mind?
Well, I don't know if it's in the rules, really.
Beth, edit that out.
Go on, then. You can
edit it to make me sound clever.
Cheating going on.
I'll say smoked cheddar for that.
So you're going to go for smoked cheddar for number three. What are you going to say for number one? Because you originally said that was smoked cheddar.
Well, can we just wait? I might change number one to see what number four smells like.
Okay.
Oh, no. Come on.
Well, everyone's
going to
do that, then, aren't they?
Go on, then.
Well, don't tell the others that.
Number
ready, eyes closed.
So that is the bishop, the stinking bishop. That's the stinking bishop.
Or maybe I shouldn't have.
So I'm not, it'd be mean to change all my, I think that it's up to you whether you want this or not. So I think the right answer is Sage Derby, White Lavender, Smoked Cheddar, Stinking Bishop. Is that right?
Yeah.
I've got that. I'll be honest, I've got that through a process of elimination.
Okay, right. So, what we'll do, we'll see how well the other two contestants do. If they manage to do it by process of elimination, we'll have to take your first answer.
Don't let them do a... don't let them do in a process of elimination, and then I'm going to sound like I'm quite cultured.
Welcome to The Weakest Stink.
Contestant two, you have arrived to the studio. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Chris.
I work at Stray FM. I do the talking on the daytime show.
Have you ever played a game such as The Weakest Stink?
No, I'm new to this format and I'm very excited.
I have to also mention that, Chris, you were the one that really did come up with the title.
It was
of this
my brainchild,
so.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. Yeah. Very proud of that. Okay.
Right, so are we ready for cheese number one? Please, Chris, close your eyes.
Oh, it's an eyes closed affair,
isn't
it?
Yeah, you can't be cheating and looking.
Okay. Let's have a sniff. I'm reluctant to exhale on the cheese. I can have another go on that. Oh, my nose touched it. Right. Am I allowed to see the list of cheeses?
Yes, you can now open your eyes and look at the list of cheeses.
Well, I'm going to eliminate Stinking Bishop.
Familiar with that one, are you?
Yeah. A farm shop where I grew up in near Stratford-upon-Avon used to stock that, and it would stink the place out. Therefore, I'm going to go for Sage Derby.
Cheese number two.
So, great.
Right, close your eyes. Inhale.
He's definitely got the technique.
Yes, hasn't he? Good lungs.
Thank you.
Finished.
It wasn't an overbearing smell. It was quite subtle. That was quite a subtle. That, to my mind so far, has been the weakest stink. I don't think it wasn't a smoke smell. I'm going to go Katie's White Lavender.
Okay. Right. On to cheese number three.
Somehow. I don't think you're going to have a problem.
What a beautiful smell. That's the smoked cheddar. That's a smoked cheese, and smoked cheese is divine.
You're
I love
good
it.
At quick, this. Fast. Yeah. On to cheese number four, the final cheese.
This is the one.
Try not to touch your nose on this.
It's a little... It's had time to breathe. Boom.
You need to go too close.
There we are. Wallop. Pungent. It's the Stinking Bishop.
Stinking Bishop. Okay, contestant number two, thank you very much for joining in.
Welcome to the Weakest Stink.
Okay, we have contestant number three in the studio. Contestant number three, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jo, and I love cheese.
Well, that's definitely a bonus. Are we ready to whiff cheese number one?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Cheese number one. Lavender.
You decide.
Oh, you can open your eyes and look at the list if you would like now.
Katie's White Lavender.
Right.
That's what you're going to go
correct.
For. On to cheese number two.
Eyes closed.
That smells lavendery as well. I think can I change my answer for the first one?
You can do, but it will be taken into consideration when the judge decides. That's
I think
me.
The second one was White Lavender.
Okay.
And I think the first one might have been Sage Derby.
Okay. Cheese number three.
Smoked cheddar.
Wham bam. Cheese number four.
Stinking Bishop.
I think no
I've got,
doubt.
I've got
no
100%
doubt.
There. I know it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, right. We're going to go to the judge's decision and we need to bring in the other two contestants to announce the cheese champion.
Welcome to the Weakest Stink.
So we have all three contestants back in the studio. Could I just, one at a time, do you want to describe your experience of the Weakest Stink? How did it feel to you and your nose?
Shall I go first?
Go for it, Nick.
It was smelly.
Delicious.
I have a moist nose. I got a bit in too close.
Lovely.
You've left a nose print on the cheese. They've got to sell that in the cheese book.
I think we might be leaving it with you. Yeah.
I'd put it on eBay.
Now, Lou and Gilly from the Cheese Board in Harrogate, you are representatives of the Cheese Board. Would you like to announce the cheese champion? Was it contestant number one, Nick?
No.
Hey.
You are the Weakest Stink. Goodbye.
Was it contestant number two, Christopher Dean?
Yes.
Was it? Well, I thought so.
I thought it was contestant
number
two.
Yeah, because he got them straight away.
And therefore, it also was not, by process of elimination, it was not Joe contestant number three. We would like to say you did all three get them all right, but Chris got them bam, bam, bam right without any changing his mind.
Every Christmas, I'm a body weight in cheese, so that's research for this moment.
Okay. Round of applause for Christopher Dean, the cheese champion.
Thank you.
Really pleased for you.
The Cheese Board on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.